Hello, believers. This is not an episode of Just Praise Him Radio Show, but I wanted to bring y'all some information on a prophetic word that's being released today. Today is Monday, August 19th, 2019, and this word is just very important. So I wanted to expound on it a little bit. The word is called opportunity for promotion, and it's not what it sounds like. Let me just say that. I'm going to read you the word, and then I'm going to tell you what the Lord showed me about it. My children, remember the time you live in as you go about your life each day. Remember that each day brings with it many opportunities for you. You have been praying and asking me for promotion. You have asked me for work to do, for my kingdom and the anointing to do it. I am allowing some of my children to be presented with special opportunities to answer these prayers at this time. So in other words, he's answering your prayers. These opportunities are like a two-edged sword, depending on how you respond to what is before you. You will either do a lot of good and increase your reward in heaven, or you will do exceedingly bad and bring judgment on yourself and your household. And I want to mention, every time he spoke something to me about this, he said, you and your house, them and their house. Choose wisely, my children. I stand ready to answer the prayers of my obedient children, and I stand ready to oversee the refining of my disobedient children. The choice is yours. Now, so I was praying about this after I got this word last night, going, wow, because he showed me a whole bunch of people are being given the opportunity for promotion right now. But, you know, the choice that we're given every day, all the time, is always in any situation, we can choose right or we can choose wrong. And if we choose wrong, we can choose repentance or we can choose judgment. You get the choice. I saw many Christians who had been secreted away, you know, in kind of a lot of private time with the Lord, that sort of thing, with the Lord, and were begging him for opportunities to minister for him or to do some kind of kingdom work for him. So the Lord is presenting these opportunities to you now. These are beginning to open up. Even right now, as I'm recording this, these are opening up. But in these opportunities, other elements will also be present. This is what he showed me, that the stage was set at each of these opportunities. And I have seen this before. I've seen this when I was going into my first wilderness. I saw this, the same kind of opportunity. I had to go and stay with my father, who was dying of cancer, in my first wilderness. I didn't have any choice. There was no place else to stay. And it was not comfortable at all. It was not in any way. His little tiny house was in no way set up to accommodate an extra person. And I realized while I was there, and I was glad to spend time with my dad, but my dad and I were never very close. I was the mommy's girl. And I realized it was an opportunity to serve him in those last days of his life. And so I did that the best I could. When you are going through the wilderness, and especially your first wilderness, when you don't even know what's going on and your whole life is just falling apart around you and you're going, wow, what just happened and what do I do? And you are terrified, is not a good time to have to be real close to somebody like that, or to try to serve and be cheerful for them because you're falling apart inside yourself. So it was some kind of challenge. I did what I could. I had to work. So on weekends, I'd take him places, you know, I would bring him his dinner every night, sort of things like that. I did what I knew to do. I wasn't as present in the moment as I wish I could have been for him. And I think I stayed at his house, like, I don't know, 6 weeks or 8 weeks. I can't remember how long it was before I had to take an extended stay motel in town because they moved me to another assignment and it was 20 minutes further away each way. And I thought, I cannot do an hour and a half commute each way. I was an emotional wreck as it was. I was just a wreck. But anyway, y'all, if you've read The Wilderness Companion, you know that whole story. But that was one of these opportunities. God showed me very clearly, I gave you the opportunity to serve and to do right or to do whatever else. Thankfully, thank you, Jesus, he helped me choose to do right. I did not need any more problems. And if you're going into the wilderness, or even if you're not, you don't need any more problems either. Can I just tell you that? You don't need any more problems either. And any time we choose the wrong path, we're going to bring problems into our life. Okay, so these opportunities are being presented to a lot of people right now. You are being presented with the opportunity to be promoted or to be refined. That's really the bottom line of this. And I saw that in every case, it will either be black or white. There's no gray area in the middle where you're like, okay, I'm kind of on this side. I'm kind of, no. God said this one's black or white. That sword's going to cut right down the middle and you're going to be on one side or you're going to be on the other. If you're not doing right, you're going to be on the wrong side. Okay? That's why I wanted to explain this word to y'all, because he showed it to me so clearly and I'm like, okay. I saw everybody that's doing this is going to be presented with the opportunity, and then they're going to be tempted with something that they have a temptation to, okay? Whatever that is for you. Some were tempted to steal money because they were in lack. Some were tempted with sexual temptations or wrong relationship or inappropriate relationship temptations. Some were tempted to compromise integrity in some other way. And some were tempted with pridefulness. Each of us is tempted by different things. Each person chosen for these opportunities will be placed in a situation where you can either help or hurt another person a great deal. Okay? Can go one way or the other. There are no in-betweens in this test. Please, please hear me on this. I am making this video to help you. There are no in-betweens in this. There is black and there is white and there's nothing in the middle. Okay, so if you're not doing good, you're kicked over into the other side. And this is a test. Make no mistake. This test, if you pass it, will greatly increase your reward in heaven. And he showed me you will be promoted here on earth and you will be given what you have asked him for. Okay, work for the kingdom and an anointing to carry it out. Okay, that is priceless. Can I just tell you that is priceless? That is why I would not take $100 million for what I gained in all those wilderness journeys, because you cannot put a price on that, because that is what was the foundation of the very ministry that I do. That was the foundation right there, was getting through all that and getting closer to him and learning how to stand on his word and learning how to receive things when you need them and learning how to get healing. You cannot put a price on that, because there is nothing in this world that could ever be as good as that. Is having faith that is so strong and knowledge of him and an intimate walk with him where you can walk every day with him and no matter what situation presents itself, you will have the word will rise up in you and there will be some kind of answer for that situation. I saw that many of the people that are going to be presented with these promotion opportunities are not ready for the promotions that they are asking the Lord for. They are not vessels that are yet fit for the master's use. They will fall to the temptations that are set before them, I'm sorry to say. And I saw in my spirit that if they do, a hammer of judgment will fall on them and their house. Judgment of some type will fall on the life of each person who chooses the wrong path in these tests. As the Lord said, remember the time you live in. Remember, and choose wisely. Keep your wits about you and resist the devil and he will flee from you. The wages of sin is always death. It will bring death to something in your life if you give in to it. Please hear me. I am trying so hard to help y'all with this. When I see things like this, I am so afraid for y'all and I don't know what else to do but to try to warn you. But it is up to you whether you receive the warning and act on it or you act foolishly and run past the red flags and just step out in front of that speeding train. It is your choice. You have heard the warning. What you do with it is up to you. That's all I have for you right now. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening and watching. Y'all have a good week.